Call to order for the governing board of the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority for Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. Join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, all board members are in attendance. Battalion Chief Patoha is attending in person. Fire Chief Heaton is attending remotely. Welcome to our guests. Next item is Fire Chief's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So for the Fire Chief's report for the month of June 2026, five new applicants were received during the month. Our manpower is currently at 100%, and we're still working with part-time people to bring them on as well. Our apparatus relettering continues under the district training for June 2026. Under the EMS side, heat-related emergencies, and under fire drills, we're continuing our minimum company standards. We currently have our six members that have completed the AEMT program, two have completed national testing, and there's four more that are scheduled. Our image trend is currently at 60%. During the month of May and June, we assisted 85 citizens with ongoing challenges. We participated in all the FEMA meetings for the ESHRAC grants, and we were awarded two more grants. Under school and events, we conducted the monthly fire drill in May before school let out for summer. And we're continuing to work on our grants through the program as well. And we're still working off the $100,000 grant from Representative Teresa Martinez and Chris Lopez. And I will let Chief Pantoja cover the staff reports.
Okay. So staff reports, response time summary. The month of May, we had 175 calls. Average response time was 4 minutes, 51 seconds. The 90th percentile response time was 7 minutes. Most of the calls, again, were EMS, of course. And we had a few snake removals. We had some ones for falls and then a few heart attacks, heart problems. Also, too, during that time, we've started to have water days going on right now. We've been averaging about 160 kids. The highest one we had today, of date since we haven't started of this year, was 187 kids at one time. I also been talking with a lot of the adults. We have great input, unbelievable input from the adults. I walk around and talk with the adults. We have one lady that lives here in town and goes and gets her son or grandson all the way to Sacatone and comes back and drops him and plays here. Then I have two more that are from Casa Grande that come here. And I have one I talked to is from Eloy, so we're doing well. It's a great event, unbelievable event. So that's all I have at this time.
Okay. Motion to approve the fire chief's report and staff reports.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next item number 7 is correspondence. From public?
Do we have anything from correspondence, Chief?
Just multiple thank you cards throughout the month for services rendered.
Okay. Item number 8 is the consent agenda. Did either one of you want to cover anything on that?
We're sitting really good. The general fund's at 770-604-20. All bills are paid, and we're ahead of the curve from last year.
Okay. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously for the consent agenda. Next item, number 9, is call to the public. No requests for speaking were received. Item number 10, discussion and possible action, RE approval of the 2026-2027 final proposed PCFMA budget.
So our proposed budget is the same as last month, $3,362,883. We had budgeted a carryover $428,400. We're going to be north of there. We'll know the exact number on June 30th, but we'll continue to plan it at $428,400 like was in there. So we're still at the same to approve after the public session, our final proposed budget for 2026-2028 at $3,362,883.
This is for the treasurer.
the very last combined resolution.
Okay. Did you want to cover item B, the AFCA Summer Conference in Glendale, Arizona?
Well, you first have to do the public session for the budget first.
Okay. Is there any, we'll close the, any board members have comments on the budget?
No.
Okay, so then we'll open it up for any public comments on the budget. There's no one to make a couple of comments. Go back in. So
we'll just need a motion to approve the final proposed budget.
Okay.
I will make that motion to approve that budget.
And I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously to approve the budget. Okay, item B, the AFCA Summer Conference in Glendale, Arizona.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, again, this is just a notice that our conference will be that first full week of July at the Glendale Conference. We get whoever wants to go to that for us, if there's any interest, I'll go ahead and make those reservations as well. It's this annual summer conference, like always occurring at Glendale. So I just want to make sure everybody knew that if there was any interest.
Okay. And then next item, new business, discussion and possible action, RE Pinal County 2026-2027 combined resolutions.
So again, Mr. Chairman, this is the one that we do every year, and Board Clerk Rogers has the document to read for us, if we would, please.
We probably need to take a vote first.
Okay.
Because when I read it, it says that it's been passed, so that's probably a good idea.
Motion to approve.
We have to read it first, but then it'll be retrospectively to approve it from that standpoint, but you got to hear it first.
I can do that.
Yes.
Combined
so
resolution
that
affecting.
First part, please.
Sorry to you. Combined no resolution affecting county treasurer transactions for fiscal year 2026-2027. Comes now the governing board of the Arizona City Fire District of Pinal County, Arizona, and hereby declares that on the 9th day of June 2026, at a duly called and noticed public board hearing, upon motion duly made, seconded, and carried with a vote of 5 ayes. And 0 nays, this board approved one or more of the following resolutions affecting financial transactions with or by the Pinal County Treasurer for fiscal year 2026-2027. An authorized initial in one or more of the boxes of the governing board's approval of one or more of the following resolutions. Whereas this district periodically has funds on hand that are in excess of any anticipated authorized payments. And whereas it appears to be in the best interest of the district to authorize the Pinal County Treasurer to invest and keep invested these funds in interest-bearing securities as authorized by law, and whereas from time to time it will be in the best interest of the district and thus necessary to authorize the Pinal County Treasurer to sell these securities to provide available funds for current authorized district requirements. And whereas Arizona state law permits the governing board of this district to request the consent of the Pinal County Board of Supervisors to invest and reinvest all district monies as authorized by law for the fiscal year. Be it resolved by that subject to the consent of the Pinal County Board of Supervisors, the Pinal County Treasurer is authorized to purchase, hold, and sell such securities on behalf of this district. Whereas this district issues or will issue warrants drawn in the servicing bank for the Pinal County Treasurer, and whereas it is in the best interest of the district to authorize the herein named person, Shirley Southerman, an authorized representative of the district, to provide warrant information including wires, voids, and or stop payments to the Pinal County Treasurer on a daily basis. And whereas the Pinal County Treasurer will submit the warrant information to the servicing bank for valid district purposes and to prevent fraud and or illegal use of district funds, be it resolved by the governing board that subject to the consent of the Pinal County Board of Supervisors, the district will provide the Pinal County Treasurer with warrant information as appropriate in the regular course of district business. Whereas it appears to be in the best interest of the district to authorize Shirley Sutherland and Jeffrey Heaton as an authorized representative of the district to request the Pinal County Treasurer to process wire transfers, book transfers, ACH, and EFT payments on behalf of the district. Be it resolved that the governing board hereby authorizes one or both of the foregoing persons to request that the Pinal County Treasurer process payments via treasurer check, wire transfers, book transfers, ACH, and or EFT payments on behalf of the district for the fiscal year 2026 and 2027.
Okay. Are we opening this up to comments as well?
No, you don't have to do that one.
So motion.
Mr. Chairman, just clear one clarity point, just so we're clear. I apologize. The only difference between last year's document and this year's document is last year was Great Western Bank, and it is sold, and now it's listed as Enterprise Bank and Trust is the only change.
Okay. All right. So a motion to approve the Pinal County 2026-2027 combined resolution budget.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes unanimously. Item number 10, next meeting date.
Do we have to sign anything?
Yes, we will afterwards.
Thank you.
Next meeting date, regular business meeting, will be July 14th, 2026. Agenda items for the next meeting are due by July 7th, 2026. And then item number 12, adjournment. What motion for adjournment?
I move.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.